The Women's World Cup of Soccer starts today in China. It's the fifth time for the women's soccer competition, which had U.S. fans on the edges of their seats back in 1999. That championship ended with a packed Rose Bowl and Brandi Chastain making a winning penalty kick and famously whipping off her shirt in celebration. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan will be following this year's World Cup, and she's here to give us a preview. Welcome to the program once again.
Well, thanks, Steve.
Different tournament this time?
It sure is, and the timing itself is different. It's in September. The 1999 tournament you refer to was in June and July, a very quiet time on the international sports calendar.
And therefore, it got tons of attention.
Exactly. And it's other than Wimbledon, nothing's going on. The U.S. women were on the cover of Time, Newsweek, People, and Sports Illustrated. No story has ever done that. That's how big a deal it was in the U.S. and record audience nationwide.
So why would you move
worldwide.
It to September?
Well, that's a good question. FIFA, the international governing body, says that the future of its sport is feminine. That is a quote from about 10 years ago. And yet they've done the absolutely curious thing of having a template for incredible success, the most successful women's-only sporting event ever held on the planet in 1999. So what do? You move it to September, where you're burying it not only in the U.S. against baseball and college and pro football, but around the world, all the men's soccer leagues have started up. So all you can just scratch your head and say, you know, what are you doing? And they say, well, you know, China wanted it. It's better weather. Well, the Olympics will be in August in China, not September. So you could have had it in August, again, summertime, where it would be a little easier for the women to compete for the newspaper attention, the TV attention. But you also can't get away from the fact that I think FIFA is probably that last great bastion of male supremacy. We used to think that of the NFL, but FIFA makes the NFL, I think, look like a now convention.
Well, National Organization for Women. Let me ask, though, if the statement, whether they're following it sincerely or not, if the statement is right, is the future of soccer, women's soccer?
I think what they mean there, Steve, is that they're maxing out on the men. I mean, it is the worldwide game, and men play it at incredible levels. So if you want to look at the growth industry of your sport, you would think it would be the women. But then you would also think you would put it at a time where it would get maximum attention. And instead of that, they're burying it. Frankly, if the Men's World Cup were held in September in the United States, it would fail miserably.
Well, now let's talk about this tournament that is being held. Mm-hmm. Some of the best-known women soccer players, at least best-known to Americans, won't be there.
Well, that's right. Mia Hamm, Julie Foudy, Brandi Chastain, you mentioned, they've all retired. In their place, Abby Wambach is the star of the U.S. team, 5'11", rangy, goal scorer. She is Mia Hamm's replacement in every way. And this is for the U.S., of course. And then Christine Lilly, she's in her fifth World Cup, 36 years old. She is one of the few that comes back from that time with Mia and Foudy and Brandi Chastain. So Christine Lilly, in many ways, the grand old dame for the U.S. But, of course, it's not just the U.S. The Germans won in 2003. They're the defending champions. You've also got China, the host, very strong. Sweden, Norway, you know, some of the very the usual suspects are back again.
Where in China is this being held?
It's being held all over China. So it ends in Shanghai. The one place it's not going to be is Beijing, of course, host of the Olympics in 11 months. But it's in, I think, five cities in China.
The reason I ask about that is because there has been this issue with Beijing specifically having to do with pollution and people wondering if athletes are even going to be able to breathe there if they don't clean it up. Is that kind of problem evident in other Chinese cities?
The belief is it certainly could be. I mean, Shanghai is just as big, if not bigger, than Beijing. And if you want to have a test event, if you really want to see, is China ready for the Olympics? I think the answer is yes. Then why not hold it at the exact same time? Because here you've got a worldwide event. You could have it in August. You could see how it goes.
Well, in any event, we'll find out if the World Cup soccer players are ready for China. Christine Brennan of USA Today, thanks very much.
Okay, Steve, thank you.